Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So it's my first time at the wonderful Christopher Nixon's. I'm in one of the consultation rooms around the back of the beautiful shop. It's very fancy here, isn't it, Chris? It's very nice.
Yeah, thank you very much. We try and keep the place looking nice and tidy, and we've been here a long time, but we've updated it over the years pretty regularly, and we're very proud of our premises here.
Yeah, you should be. If you're driving through Starbeck, you'll see it just over from the level crossing. Now, you do the standard stuff, fitting of glasses, contact lenses, stud on your head. That's a piece of cake for you. But you do the more expert specialist cases as well.
Yeah, and I'm very fortunate today in that John Benedict here has come in and he's going to share his experience with us. I've been looking after John for a good number of years now, and he's had a fairly checkered history in terms of his eyes, haven't you, John?
Yes, I certainly have. It all started with laser treatment that went wrong about 20-odd years ago. And I've had one or two problems since then, and basically it's thanks to Chris that I'm not blind in one eye now, because if it hadn't been how he'd observed everything, that's what I would have been.
Literally blind in one eye?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Chris, tell us more.
Well, if we go back to the 90s, John, you had LASIK surgery, and unfortunately it was a great result on one eye, but the fellow eye didn't do quite so well and left you with a distorted cornea.
That's right, yeah. I had to wear two lenses, a soft one on top of a hard one.
Two lenses in one eyeball.
Two lenses in one eyeball. And basically, I stayed like that for a few years down in London. And then I retired and moved up to Harrogate. And luckily, I met Chris playing tennis. And I was just talking to him once, and he says, I think I can sort that out for you, down to one lens. And he did. And basically, that was where it started, the way that Chris looked after me.
Sure enough, after quite a number of visits, we got there, John, didn't we?
We got there, yes, and I had excellent vision. And then after a few more years, it started going again. And I was saying to Chris, what's happening to my eye? And he just took one look. He says, you've got a macular hole.
So that day John came in with telling me he had sudden onset of poor sight in his left eye. We've very fortunate here, we've got sophisticated equipment, and I was able to diagnose he had a macular hole, which is a very small hole at the back of your eye. The retina, if you imagine at the back of your eye, you have a light sensitive film called the retina, but one very precise area of the retina called the macula is where we get our most precise sight, high resolution sight, and he had a little tiny hole there. Thankfully, Mr. Woon at St. James's was able to operate on John, and he managed to close the macular hole, which isn't straightforward for John himself, because he had 7 days, John?
Yeah, 7 days, just laid out flat.
Flat down, isn't it?
Yeah, flat down, face down.
So hang on, for 7 days you had to lie face down?
Yeah. I was allowed...
Doing as little or as nothing?
Nothing at all. I was allowed to... I think it was every hour I was allowed to get up for 5 minutes.
Well, that sounds incredibly tedious.
I know.
Which was very hard for me because I enjoy my sport. I go running every morning. I play tennis most days in the afternoon. So it was difficult.
Once you've had a macular hole, you'll develop a cataract within 12 months. So John's had a cataract as well on that eye.
We've had a cataract on as well, on top of all that?
Yeah, so the lens inside his eye goes cloudy. So he had to have that replaced. And he got another hurdle. He went over very cleanly.
So how's the vision now?
The vision is very good now. I do wear contact lenses in both eyes. But I can see, if I don't wear contact lenses, I can see better now than what I could before I had laser treatment. It's absolutely amazing. And I'm still playing tennis. I'm playing tennis again. And do manage to win now and again, not very often, but do win now and again. So enjoying it.
And the most important thing is line calls are pretty good as well.
Ow, it wasn't.
I've got an excuse about the line calls. Yeah.
Well, from one man that's had plenty of surgery on his eyeballs to another, I mean, I've also had work done, so I can understand kind of the journey you've been on, like corneal grafts and all sorts. So, but when you get there, it feels amazing. So, lovely to hear your story, John. And Christopher Nixon, it sounds like you know what you're on about.
Thanks very much, Chris. You've put me on the spot there. I just want to say thank you to John to sort of coming in and sharing his story with us, because I think people will listen to you, John, and you know, and because you've been there, explained it, they might be going through that experience themselves and feel a little bit more comforted by your experience of that journey. Yeah. So thank you, John.
Thanks very much, Chris. Thank you very much, Chris.
It's been a pleasure. And just finally, for those that want to come and say hello, see the fantastic shop, either just get a pair of glasses fitted for them or something a bit more kind of serious and complex, where can they find you and how can they get in touch?
Well, you can phone us on 01423 88 5764. Have a look at the website, www.christophernixon.co.uk, or just come in and see us. We'll be delighted to help.
Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.